President Trump used the power of his office to solicit foreign intervention in the 2020 election, according to a whistleblower's complaint made public today. Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire told the House Intelligence Committee this morning that he thought the whistleblower acted in good faith and called the case unique.
I am not familiar with any prior instances where a whistleblower complaint touched on such complicated and sensitive issues, including executive privilege. I believe that this matter is unprecedented.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi launched an impeachment inquiry this week based on the whistleblower's accusations. The president has called that inquiry a witch hunt. And we're joined now by Leon Panetta. He's former Secretary of Defense and CIA director under President Obama. And Secretary Panetta, the whistleblower, says the White House locked down all records of a phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine and put the official transcript into a separate system meant for classified information. What's your response to that?
Well, it only adds, I think, to the seriousness of the allegations that have come out over the last few days, because the only reason to do that is to possibly obstruct justice.
I'm just trying to understand how out of the ordinary something like that would be. I mean, is this something that you've ever seen done for a conversation of this nature between two presidents?
I have never seen it done in my time in the White House, and I doubt that other presidents have engaged in this, although you never know what happened in the Nixon White House. But clearly, when these kinds of tapes are isolated this way, there was a recognition that they contained possible evidence of wrongdoing.
Aside from what was done with these transcripts, do you see anything in this whistleblower report or described in the notes of this phone call that would have put national security at risk?
I think the complaint itself is something everyone needs to read, because it really does reflect the concerns of an intelligence officer that he was witness to a president who was abusing his office of the presidency and endangering national security. I mean, the intelligence officer felt that the president, his lawyer, White House aides were engaged in an effort to not only try to seek an investigation of a political opponent by a foreign leader, but also engaged in possibly withholding military assistance in order to pressure that president of the Ukraine to do what the president was requesting. So it really is now the responsibility of the Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, frankly, to assume their responsibilities as members of Congress in investigating this issue.
Well, some Republicans, supporters of the president, and in fact the Wall Street Journal editorial board, have said that this call was normal, that this is routine diplomacy. Again, you've been in the room for these sorts of phone calls. Is it typical?
I have never seen a president of the United States in my experience, and I doubt whether other presidents of the United States were making calls to foreign leaders to get direct political help in going after a possible political opponent. That is unheard of, and it clearly is a violation of the law. That's why there's a law that prohibits that from happening. Once we start getting foreign countries to participate in one way or another in our election process, they are interfering with the ability of the American people to exercise that right without any interference.
You were White House Chief of Staff under President Clinton in the 1990s, so you know very well the political risks that come along with impeachment proceedings. Let's talk about that. Are Democrats making the right choice to move forward now with this inquiry?
Well, you know, there's going to be a great deal of political speculation about what is the political fallout of moving forward. But the reality is nobody knows what the consequences, the political consequences, will be. But we do know what the responsibility is here, and that's frankly what both sides need to focus on, that there is a very serious allegation here, and it has to be investigated.
Do you think Republicans will be convinced that this is as serious as you say it is?
I hope so. I really do, for the sake of the country. I think we've seen for too long political warfare. And I think the public's tired of that. I think it really has come down for our elected leadership to act responsibly here, take this very seriously, and do this in a way that will gain the trust of the American people.
That's Leon Panetta, former Secretary of Defense and CIA Director under President Obama. Secretary Panetta, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Peter.